take a moment to sit still and consider how the modern individualistic culture that we've been conditioned and socialized to accept as truth has affected you on all dimensions of yourself. That's mental, emotional, physical, energetic, spiritual. How has neglecting and naysaying and devaluing community, communal and collective being, contributed to your life's dis-ease? And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. There is no aspect of your life that hasn't been or isn't affected by this individualistic cultural norm that we live by. But sinking into awareness of its effects is what turns back online this remembering of community as a necessity to not just your well-being, but to your thriving as a human being. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the episode. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Full Ass Human Podcast, your safe landing place to reestablish a relationship with your humanness. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, intimate community builder, podcaster, writer, human, and forever devoted student of the human experience. For almost a decade, I've created a platform and community centering humanness and returning to the soul, richness, and fullness of the human experience. And so with this podcast, I bring all of my rich experience mixed with my personal stories, wisdoms, and insights to support you in returning to your natural state as a full-ass human. So let's get into the episode. Hello, welcome, welcome back, my loves. How are you feeling? How's your heart? How's your spirit? Of course, first things first, this episode is brought to you by my Spotify playlist called The Calm Space, and it's a spring season vibe. Feels very spring, like, you know, the flowers are budding, like the trees are blooming, the snow is melting. It just feels very spring, this vibe. So definitely tap into the link in the show notes to listen, and always let me know how you feel when you listen. I'm actually sitting here recording this as I'm looking out the window, and it is snowing, okay? It's been snowing for like 3 days straight, but it feels very calming, right? So the calm space is very fitting. And we're moving into spring, but it's really still winter here. And I am in an internal winter because I am currently bleeding. So that brings along its own energy. And no, it is not too much information for a woman to tell you when she's bleeding or when she's at any different part of her cycle, okay? It's actually necessary information. Everyone should know where a woman is in her cycle. Period. So I actually might make that a ritual at the beginning of every episode. I'm not going to lie. But anyway, that's neither here nor there for today. Today, I'm actually introducing the Full Ass Human community. That's going to be opening on March 20th. And I'll talk a bit about that at the end of this episode. But I've been imagining and wombing, okay, this space and building this space for quite some time. So I'm excited to be really birthing it and sharing it with the world. But before I talk about the community, I want to talk about community and communal being. Connection in community, and it's inevitable but literally necessary place in our journeys through this human experience. And so before I share my words, I actually want to share the words of Sobhonfu Somé from her book, The Spirit of Intimacy, Ancient African Teachings in the Ways of Relationships. And I have a whole episode where I reference this book, where I'm talking about the spirit of relationships. And so this book mostly focuses on the spirit of intimacy as it relates to I guess we would call them romantic relationships, but that is definitely not how she refers to them in her book. But the insights about relationships in this book can span across any different relationship dynamic. And in chapter three, she names this chapter The Embrace of Community. And she talks about how communal being is very much the norm. You know, that is what is law in a way, right? And really like spiritual law before anything in her West African village. And she talks about how we in the West can, it would behoove us to return to that way. But just in this opening paragraph, she talks about community, and I think it's a beautiful insight. So here are her words. Community is the spirit, the guiding light of the tribe, whereby people come together in order to fulfill a specific purpose, to help others fulfill their purpose, and to take care of one another. The goal of community is to make sure that each member of the community is heard and is properly giving the gifts he or she has brought to this world. Without this giving, the community dies, and without the community, the individual is left without a place where he or she can contribute. The community is that grounding place where people come and share their gifts and receive from others. And on the next couple of pages, there's actually this other beautiful word that she says. People in the West can create a sense of community in their cities just as people in West Africa have. They can do this by providing one another with continuous support. Each of us needs something to hang on to. That's why you have all these small communities here and there. A group of women working on social issues, a group of men, and all those small groups pursuing a common goal. They are attempts to recreate a piece of that greater community that used to be and that has been destroyed. The only difference is that most of these communities don't focus on spirit. They tend to leave spirit outside of their activity, which is a mistake. It is another way of saying we are in control, when in fact a true community must be based on spirit. Spirit should be the leader and the guide for everybody in a community. Just take a deep breath and let those words sink into your body. And recently, a few newsletters ago, I sent this love note about community to my love letter list, and I asked them, I really called them out and forth to consider how they show themselves, how they contribute to the communities that they claim they are a part of. And it was really confronting for a lot of people. I got a lot of long-winded but beautiful responses, and it was kind of me gearing them up for the intention that I will be putting into and that I would love for, you know, the people on my list, but also you listening, to really contribute, right, to the intention that I plan to put into the Full Ass Human community that will be opening this month. And to really think about what kind of community member do you want to be. But before you can even consider that, you have to think of what kind of community member are you being right now in these groups, in these places, in these communities that you claim you are a member of. And so if you listening haven't done that, you can pause this episode and ponder on that for a moment. But don't worry, there will be many other moments in this episode for you to think about that. And so back to what I kind of said in the intro of this episode, you know, diving into some more insights about individualistic culture and how it goes far beyond learning how to be yourself and finding your place in the world and being authentic, right? Being your authentic self and creating your own lane in this world and creating your own worldview, right? That is a part of individualism. But when I talk about an individualistic culture, this is what it looks like and sounds like. Each man for himself, right? Each family for and to themselves. You know, this is a culture that is centered on the idea that you are on your own, that you have to figure out how to live, how to be successful, how to sustain yourself, how to be healthy, how to heal, how to be on your own. Even the parent-child relationship has centered this. Very much when you hit this age, you're on your own, right? That has infiltrated the way that we are in relationship with even our children. It's all centered on how to make your own way in this world. A little while ago, I retweeted this tweet, and there was this guy, and he said, "Everyone leaves. Learn how to survive alone." And I remember I responded like, that is fucking stupid. And let me tell you, I understand everyone has their own experiences with people, right? Some people have experienced deep betrayal, a lot of deep trauma in relationships with people, whether it be in romantic relationships, platonic friendships, you know, whatever it may be. So I understand that people are talking from wounds. People are often talking from their wounds and from these traumatic experiences. And I understand that. And also, the solution is to not fall into live alone, die alone, or to fall into everyone leaves, so learn how to survive alone. That is counterhuman, and it is extremely unrealistic. And so anytime that I hear someone say something like that, even if I know what they've gone through, I'm going to challenge that, because this is the mindset and the heart set and the energetic set that keeps us forgetting how deeply nourishing, deeply necessary, like a basic human need, being in connection and being in community is. It is not normal to have a life view that you have to make things happen on your own, that you have to figure out how to get things done, how to pull yourself up from your bootstraps alone. That's not normal. That is not indigenous behavior to human beings. I'm not even talking about cultural indigenism. That's not a word. But I'm not talking about culturally indigenous. I'm talking about species indigenous. That behavior, that way of moving and that way of living is not indigenous to human beings. This is only modern human behavior. And if we haven't figured out by now that modern human behavior is literally the opposite, the reverse of what actually allows us to thrive, then today is the day that I hope we all have the light bulb that turns on. Living and moving through this experience alone and glorifying that way of moving through this human experience is not how the human species has survived and thrived for all these millennia. And it is extremely unrealistic to believe, think, or feel that we will survive with that continued cultural norm being in place. We as humans are a communal species, period. I find it so interesting that there are so many things that when people are trying to make a point to justify a behavior or to justify a way of being in this modern world that they like to go back to. Well, you know, we're animals, so, you know, we like to do this or we like to do that, or this is what justifies or this is what validates this type of relationship style to this type, because we're animals, because humans are this or that, right? But when it comes to talking about community as necessary, when it comes to talking about actually this whole idea of you making it on your own and being by yourself, and I can do bad all by myself, and I can do this and I can do that, I can figure it out by myself, don't worry about it, I don't need you, I don't need nobody, I can go, like when it comes to shutting that shit down, people can't seem to go back in history of human beings and human behavior like they do to justify other points, right? To justify other ways of living and decision making that help them to feel correct and validated in the decisions that they're making. I just find it interesting how selective, you know, we can be with our memories, with our research, right, with our references. But again, we humans are a reflection and a piece of nature. And nature, as we know it, we know that nature acts and lives and thrives in tandem, in connection, in sync, together. And, you know, on my website and just in general in conversations that I have online or otherwise, I talk about this term, human care. Human care is this inherent, soulful responsibility and duty that we have to one another. I talk about human care in regards to passing on humanness, to being so intentional in our own human experience that we inevitably model and pass that intention on to others. But human care is also an ode to the indigenous way that human beings live and behave. If you are a part of the community, of the village, of the tribe, you are inevitably taken care of mentally, emotionally, physically, energetically, spiritually. You also weren't healing alone. So to go back one sentence where I said, if you are a part of the community, the village, the tribe, you were inevitably taken care of. And during my days where I was facilitating yoga in color and sacred feminine yoga, these and yoga off the mat, these healing spaces, and I was trying to make it a business at that time, and I just wasn't able to really make it sustainable. And I would have conversations with other Black healers specifically, and we would just talk about how hard it was to, you know, make an income, make a living off of these deeply paramount and healing and transformative places and spaces that we were creating. And we just talked about how, look, in the village and in the tribe, the people that were deemed healers, right? Everyone has the ability to heal. So let's not go into that conversation. But these people were actually given the name healers, okay? The healer, the shaman, these people were taken care of by the community because they were giving of their gifts freely, right? They were fulfilling their purpose as a part of the community, and the community repaid that by making sure that they wanted for nothing, that they were taken care of. And so it was this reciprocity there and understanding that we benefit deeply on all levels of ourselves because of your gifts. This is how we give back to you. We make sure that you are inevitably taken care of. And because of this very individualistic, obviously capitalistic way of living now, we have lost sight of that. Now people who are offering and sharing their gifts are still having to also figure out how to sustain themselves. People are benefiting greatly from the healing work, right, that is willingly being given, but are still like, ooh, you charge how much a session? That's too much. I can't. You know what I mean? Or, oh, I'll do this free thing with you, but when it comes to paying you, I don't know about that. So that's just like a interesting conversation that has come up over the years. But again, to this point of you are also not healing alone. I think also in this day and age, and I think I heard someone else say this phrase recently, but in the age of Instagram spirituality, there's this idea that it is better to heal alone, that is the way that healing is best done. And I'm not saying that there aren't eras of solitude and going inside and possibly isolating that are necessary to a part of your healing journey, but we don't heal alone. Community is a big part of our healing journey, because we don't regulate our nervous systems alone. We co-regulate our nervous systems in community. We learn how to mirror healthier behavior, new perspectives, new ways of being together. We don't do that alone. There's no way that we could possibly learn how to change behaviors, or we can't serve as a mirror to ourselves. Period. The people in our community, our friends, the people that we trust, you know, the people that support us, they are mirrors. That's why we hear that term, that people are mirrors, that people are our reflections. Because when we have blind spots on our healing journey, we need people to reflect to us what we can't see. And we can't always do that for ourselves. We depend on each other. That is a fact. And in this individualistic, cultural, normal way of doing things, we have adopted this idea that we don't depend on each other, that we shouldn't depend on each other, but we do. It is literally the human way. That's a fact. We contribute to each other's, not only each other's well-being, but to each other's survival. So just take a deep breath. Take in the words that I'm saying. How does it resonate in your spirit? How might you be internalizing a lot or a little of this individualistic way of being, and how might it be harming you? How might it be harmful to your growth, to your wellness, to your mental health, to your emotional health, to your energetic and spiritual health? Just take a breath. I know that for me, this individualistic and quite frankly white way of moving through life, of valuing being alone and figuring things out alone, is a big part of what gave me so resistance to coming back home and living with my parents for this time. Because there is this pressure to, well, you're 35 years old. You should be living on your own. You should have your own home. You should be doing this. Like, you shouldn't have to need your parents' help. You shouldn't have to need your family's help. You shouldn't have to do this or do that, right? Like, that is how this individualistic culture and way has most recently put a strain on my mental and my emotional health, of just accepting the fact that I needed help. And even this is funny, but even accepting the fact that I could come home, right? I know that sounds weird because you're probably thinking, girl, if I could go home to my parents, I would. But I want you to check that because I'm sure that you would be glad, but that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be an internal struggle or some internal conflict about the fact that you had to do that simply because, like I said, the way that we have been conditioned to socialize to think about being a certain age and having to receive support from a family member, from your parents, or having to go back home. Releasing this lifestyle of being on your own, making it work, figuring it out, hustling, grinding, trying to figure it out on your own. Releasing being attached to that and letting it go for a time if you needed to go home or be supported by family. I just want you to really, you know, again, I'm sure that you would be glad and grateful, but that doesn't mean that you would be void or absent of some inner conflict around that. And again, that's how this individualistic culture infiltrates itself in our nervous systems, in our core and subconscious beliefs about our place as a human being. About our value, about our worth, about our productivity as a human being, right? So that was a tangent. But before I talk about the community, I just want to say in general, you know, before this very individualistic way, we were chilling with each other, right? We were in ritual with each other. We were in prayer with each other. We were in celebration with each other. We were in joy with each other. We were in ceremony with each other. We were acknowledging and honoring spirit with each other. We were in awe and in celebration of nature and the cosmos. We were in worship and in honor of the nature of nature and the cosmos together with each other. This is how we survived. This is how we thrived for millennia. And this wasn't culturally specific. This was human specific. This was human. We're supposed to be doing this life, doing this journey, doing this experience together. And so my intention behind this community, the Full Ass Human Community, is to spark a return and a remembering of our natural state of communal being, of being in community with each other, and to not have this community center a course or a worksheet or a book or whatever else, not having it center something else, but it's simply centering your humanness. It's centering your human experience. It's centering you. This return is so vital and so important. This return of being in ritual and ceremony together with our monthly gatherings that we'll have, to be in joy and celebration with each other with Mel's Music Hour that will also be once monthly, where we get together and jam and listen to music. That's ceremony. That's what we were doing. We were dancing and being in joy through the music that we were making with the instruments that we made, to grow and to heal and support each other in each other's healings on a daily basis with the rooms that I've created in the Geneva app, which is basically like a pretty Discord, right? But to be in community in that way, to support each other in growing and learning and humaning better together. I want this to be a space where, let's say you're traveling to Seattle and there's someone or a couple people in the group who are in Seattle. We've now built this connection, this community that when you go to Seattle, maybe they can take care of you. Maybe you can stay with them, or maybe they can just suggest some things that would be dope for you to do because they've gotten to know you from the group. Right? Like, this is a safe place and space for us to be human together. That is the premise of the full ass human inner circle. It is a returning to community as necessity for our well-being and our thriving as human beings. And yes, the community, when we meet once monthly for our community gathering, we will center the topics from the podcast. We will center topics from the Teaching by Living weekly note that I send out. But it'll also center anything that is just present and coming up. The monthly gatherings are for us to see, feel, hear, and hold each other in real time. And again, Mel's Music Hour, that also happens once monthly, will just join live in the Geneva app. That's where our home will be. It'll kind of be like you'll see me on camera, but you'll be able to chat with everyone else who is present, and we'll just be vibing and be in joy and be in ceremony, listening and sharing and being in joy with music. And so the most potent parts of this are that daily community that we have, our monthly gatherings. I am also making a private audio experience called Let Me Read to You. These are episodes that I drop for only people in the community. And this is where I read passages and chapters from books that I have read and recommend while soothing jazz is playing in the background. So it's a space for you to get some wisdom, but also for your nervous system to be calmed and soothed. And there's already actually one episode in the arsenal. So when you join the community on the 20th, then you will automatically have that private link to listen to episode one of Let Me Read to You. And those are the biggest elements of the community right now. So I really look forward to seeing you in the community. I invite you to go to the Join the Community page on my website. So you can go to meltheoracle.com. The link will, of course, be in my show notes and it'll take you right there so that you can read more words about the full ass human inner circle so you can get a better feel. This community is opening on March 20, of course, the spring equinox, the turning of the season, the new year, the natural astrological new year. And we're birthing a new paradigm, a new way of being with each other. And the funny thing is, it's not new. It's ancient. It's indigenous. It is intrinsic to human beings. So it's really not new. The paradigm shift is a return and a remembering. And I would love to see you there. And I will say this, if you do not plan to actually engage and truly be a part and contributing member of the community, please do not waste your time and do not join. But if you are wanting to reprioritize being in community in a way that contributes to the pulse and the aliveness and the growth of the community, and you understand how community feeds you and is necessary, and you want to contribute to that, please join the community. So I think that that is all I want to say today. I hope that you are taking care of yourself, that you're drinking your water, that you're nourishing your body, and that you're challenging the status quo in your life. And thinking critically about how the way that you're moving and being as a human right now, is it serving? Is it harming? and not just to others, but to yourself. And just take some breaths and some time to ponder everything that I said in this stream of consciousness today. You can always reach out to me, and it's a beautiful thing because once this community opens, you really won't have to send me voice messages anymore. You can just pop over into the Geneva app and start typing and sharing, and I will be there as well as all the other wonderful souls who also will join to talk about it. If there's something in the podcast episode that you're like, that really resonated with me, or Mel, I don't know how I feel about what you said, let's talk about it. You know, let's open up. Let's be raw. Let's be real. Let's be vulnerable. And there's actually a place for you to go to do that. So I'm very excited. But again, take care of yourselves, and we will talk in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionates face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.